It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You haven't done the intro, man. It's gone live and you haven't done the intro, you bacon head.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I am back, bitches! Welcome, guys, to the Flower Hour on Car City World. I am joined. He is the father to my son. And we are joined with our beautiful owner, boss, chief.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
All-round decent guy, Mr. Simon. How are we all doing?
Swift, mate.
Mate,
Swift.
You're on prime. Time now tonight, Simon. Welcome,
on the flagship show, brother.
The most must-see show on Car City World. You are welcome, mate. So thank you for joining us.
I'm excited, mate. I've had a kind of monster. I've had an interesting football match where this has all been a bit kicking off. But yeah, it's been good fun. I see one of the boys in the chat as well. Good lad. Supporting the team, see? But, I'm a bit hyper now because I got this, announcement to make. I've got stuff to do tonight, but I shouldn't have had that kind of monster so late in the night. So I'm like,
you'll be doing podcasts after 3 o'clock in the morning, huh?
Woo! It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But I'm just happy to be on the flagship show, my friend.
It's nice to see Rob back on the screen, to be honest. I know he made a guest appearance on Monday, but he kind of let us down a bit last week.
Yes, he did, mate. Do you know what? Well, yeah, say that. Well, one thing we're all about with Ace Podcast Nation and Cardiff City World, we're about family, mate. And, if he's got to go, me and you pick up the slack and we'll do everything as usual. But it's not a problem, is it? We've got five things we learned about Monster, GD Parry says. Yeah. Do you know what? I give you the five best flavors of Monster now. Number one, Mango Loco. Whoa, what a beautiful, it's got to be cold though.
Mango Loco's top tier, man. Mango Loco's top tier
100%. That's the best one. Love that. And then the other one I like is Punchline. Oh, what's it called? Punchline, something. It's like a peach one. That's
look at you running 100 miles an hour.
There's loads. I like the sugar free mango. I should have had the sugar free one. It's all good, though. It's all good. Just waiting for some latecomers to join us, mate, isn't it? How are you, Robert? How was your week off, mate?
I admit it was lush. Genuinely, it was lush. So my boy's birthday on Monday, so that was hectic. Tuesday, recovered. Wednesday, we took my boy to his first WE event in Birmingham. But for those who might be watching from school, he had a dentist. So go to rest and he had a dentist appointment. He had a tough ache on a Thursday, so he could make school. Unfortunately, he's feeling a lot better now. He's back in school. And then Friday, mate, I took the kids down the van in Tenby, so it was lush. I proper made use of the week. Do you know what I mean? It's easy to have time off in it and just do nothing. But I think only Tuesday and Thursday was just a bit of a recovery day, do you know what I mean? So it was nice. Mm. Nice to be home. It was a nice week away. Nice to be back on the flagship show, as you said, Si. Big Dog is back in town. It's time, Matthew Angel.
Did you manage to catch any of the football on the weekend or just the highlights?
I did, mate. Oh, I did. Where the van is, unfortunately, it's very, very poor signal. So I took an executive decision to go to a local establishment where there's a beer garden and a park. So we moved over there. The kids were in the park. I declined playing with the kids for just a little bit so I could watch it on my phone. And I watched it, mate, and I had some funny looks when I was shouting and cheering. So yes, I'm very happy after the game. You both know how much I've been crying out for Ashford to play, to start. For God, it feels like forever now, mate. Don't know that we've been talking about Ashford. I know he had a bit of a lucky deflection, if you want to call it, but I'm so pleased for him, like to get his first senior goal as well, like let alone his first Cardiff goal. So, class, mate.
I see Joel Caldwell started for the 23s or 21s yesterday. I didn't see the game myself, so I did see any of that. I see they won 5-1, didn't they?
Yeah, I seen like a little bit of it. Unfortunately, couldn't watch all of it. But mate, he looks really good. Like he's really like I like how aggressive he is, and he's got that bit of quality. You could see like why they rate him so highly. Him and that Lawler, mind that Lawler looks top draw defender. I wouldn't mind seeing him get some time, like, you know. But I hope that means that they're still in the squad on Saturday. Like, I would be a bit disappointed if on Saturday some of the the senior players come back in. Like, you know, I don't want to see, with all the greatest respect, I'm not really bothered about seeing Bowler or Robinson, people who aren't going to probably be here next year. It's the last home game of the season. Show me, like, so what we're going to be like next year. And that was the most pleasing thing for me on Saturday, was we saw a glimpse into what his tactics can do if he can get some attacking players in there with legs and work rate. And so it was good, you know.
What's your thoughts on, obviously, the 50% off tickets? Do you think it'll be a bumper crowd on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so, mate. Last game of the season, and then I think... I'd like to think so. And look, mate, traditionally, you do normally play like an academy player or two last game of the season. But they've been in and around the squad for weeks, and then they've come in last Saturday and done well. So,
well, the thing I think we both, when we discussed it on the breakfast show, didn't we? They didn't look out of place when they come in. And I know Giles and Conte haven't really featured much of them in the first team squad this season, but fair play to them. They both come in and done a job and didn't look out of place at all, I don't think. Against Southampton team who created good chances, really. Should have betted us.
Well, like I said to you, mate, the other day, I thought Conte changed the game in Cardiff's favour when he came on with his overlapping. But also his defensive work was what really impressed me. Like, he was good.
Just
on the
a good
ball.
Job, mate. He couldn't hit the bloody barn door, scuffed his shot straight to Jeju, and he tapped it in.
Well, in fairness to Mate and Jeju,
they
both turned up for the first time in a while, I think. And I thought they both put a shift in. And I thought Mate, when he went out wide, when Jeju came on, I thought he really helped Conte. Because when Mate cuts in, Conte went around the outside. And
he's better out wide, I think. He just looks stronger on the ball. Sometimes he looks a bit clumsy with the ball at his feet. I don't know what you think.
I think sometimes... I think he could be a good squad player, mate. I wouldn't want him to be starting next year off the right. Like, you know, I think Ashford or if we get another winger in on the left, like I think he's a good player to have in the squad. He can play a couple of positions and he can put a shift in like that. But I would like to think that we'll be at a different level next year in terms of who's starting. But you don't know, mate. You don't know who's going to be manager. You don't know who's going to be, how much money to spend and all that. But before we get into all that negativity, mate, why don't we talk about something positive, something exciting. As you will know, before Christmas...
Eat myself!
Ace Podcast Nation. Ace Podcast Nation, before Christmas, we put on like 3 tester events, really, at the Roman Tavern in town, just to see, you know, the layout of it, how the cameras can work, how we can do the shows, stuff like that. They were really well received, really well talked about, as you know, you both there. We done one with Darren Pearce, we done Michael Chopra, we did, of course, Andy Campbell. We got Willie Boland coming up on the 10th of May in the Rose and Crown in Ponty. And I'm delighted to say that we have one on the 6th of July back in Cardiff. And, well, I'll tell you what, instead of me telling you who it is, why don't I show you?
Josh Bowler, what a signing.
Josh Bowler, indeed. No, I'm delighted, awesome, delighted to say that at Splott Conservative Club at, well, 6th of July, about 7 o'clock-ish, we will be joined by none other than Mr. Joe Ledley for another City Legend event. What I can say is tickets have been on sale to members today. They go on general sale tomorrow at 11 a.m. And the tickets are expected to pretty much be gone by the end of this weekend. So I would advise you to contact. There's a phone number and there's an email address. Contact them. Get tickets. £10 is an absolute bargain, by the way. Absolute steal. I mean, you guys tell me, like, you know what the layout is of those nights. You know how they are. Obviously, this one is a little bit bigger in terms of the amount of people who are going to be there and the size. But like, talk to me a bit about, like, your experience. Obviously, I'm hosting it, so it's different for me. But, like, if you guys light it up, tell me what you think, like.
It's brilliant. It's just you get the opportunity to get up close and ask the questions, perhaps, that you don't normally get to ask, you know, legends who have played for our club. But, you know, the events I've attended so far, I missed the Chopra one. Obviously, I was there for Darren Pearce and Andy Campbell, but... You know, they're brilliant, open and honest. They'll answer any questions, you know, not afraid to talk or anything. And, you know, it's been a brilliant, brilliant evening. So do highly recommend you snapping the tickets up.
Oh, I can't wait. I literally can't wait. Like, when we spoke about it the other day, we were down about it. So, honestly, like, it's just class. It's just so nice, like... It just feels, not to get too fanboy, but you do get a bit fanboy with it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you grow up watching these lads playing football and that. You do idolise them. Like, you do idolise them as a football fan in general. And It's Lush, like every single one. I'm sure Willie and Joe will be no different, where they give you so much time, like, oh shit, they knocked everything over. They give you so much time to fans, like, do you know what I mean? And, you know, they're class. I even had a pint of Darren Purse, so I'm expecting more from Willie Bowen when we see him, and even more from Joe Leddy when we see him. So that's another story altogether. But no, it's class. I highly recommend it. £10, fucking bargain. Like, it's an absolute bargain. Like, to meet Joe Leddy, and you will literally be able to ask him questions, talk to him.
Oh, I've had it on good authority that once the event side of it's out of the way, he is staying for beers, like, you know. So it's gonna be a good night. And there's something else as well, but I cannot talk about it. But all I can say is £10 is an absolute freaking bargain. It's gonna be a great night. Joe is like he's such a sound guy, and as people have said, like, got to get him doing the dance and stuff. But even before all that, like, just having him there, you know, people forget, like, yes, he's a Cardiff City legend, and, you know, he made his debut at 17, was phenomenal for Cardiff, and was probably sold because we needed the money rather than anything else. Proper Cardiff boy. But he also is a Celtic legend, like what he achieved with them. Mm. And he's definitely a Welsh legend for what he achieved with Wales. Like, he was such a big part of that 2016 squad, which got to the semi-final of the Euros. And for those of us who were old, like, we had come to terms with never getting to a tournament. Mm. So him and that squad, they put the foundation in to make dreams come true, mate. And I'm very excited about having the opportunity to chat to him, talk about his career. And then obviously in the second part of the evening, we open it up so people can ask questions. And I just cannot tell you how excited I am, and very, very happy to get him as one of the...
Do you think it makes him more exciting, the fact that he's Cardiff born and bred? And
it does for me, mate, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I think it makes it a bit more... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for?
Special, really. Yeah. It makes it special.
100%, mate. And do you know what's interesting? And what has been super exciting for me, and you know, everyone who's like members and stuff, they know how bad I am at like keeping secrets. And like, I'm an open book. Like, you know, on the members shows, I talk about stuff which doesn't come off. I talk about stuff which is going to come. Like, I'm very open. I'm an open book. Like, and I've tried really, really hard to keep this quiet, and like, it's been a very small circle of people who've known, but I've been very excited about it because you guys know which ex-footballers I'm, or like which ex-City players, you know which ones I'm friendly with, you know which ones I know, but also to get someone who hasn't been on the podcast, like, yeah. So like a lot of the people who, you know, I'm going to be doing these events with, I've interviewed or I've had on shows and stuff because I know them. So to have someone outside of that was really exciting for me because it opens up a whole new avenue of discussion. So like with Andy, say, in that first one, a lot of it was like banter and stuff as well, because me and Andy are very good mates, and we you know, everyone's like knows Andy, everyone loves him. But also we had done the shows before. So some stories, which he probably would have told, maybe he didn't because of, you know, that reason. And then obviously you had like Darren, who had questions about the 23s and stuff like that, as well as his own career. And then obviously Chops was very open about everything which happened, including his feelings, you know, towards Chris Gunter, which was quite shocking at the time. And then like with Joe Leddy now, we're just like, there's so many things that we can discuss with him, so many stories. What it was like for him to make his debut for his hometown club at 17, their first start. Like, I think that's a massive one. And then, like I say, he's had a storied career, a very successful career. And now his career is complete because he's on Ace Podcast Nation. So, no, I can't answer.
Four hour as well.
Indeed. It's not, well, I should say about that. We were hoping that Joe was going to join us this evening for the announcement. Unfortunately, we just couldn't do it. There was no way he could wriggle anything around and stuff, which was obviously a bit gutting. I wanted like you boys to be the show which we announced it on, so that's what we did. But Joe is joining me and Rodri tomorrow for 10 minutes, to have a little chat and promote ticket sales going on, tickets going on sale tomorrow and stuff. What I will say though to people is, if you sign up to patreon.com/hpodcastnation now, you can get you can be guaranteed a ticket, because you can get them before they go on general sale. I know a couple of people have done that already, and look, good luck to them. That's what I would do. Like, to me, like, the £2 or £3 that Ace to be a member is worth it, just to be able to get guaranteed tickets for the live events, and then you get a load of other stuff with it as well. But just for, in my opinion, if it was me and it was someone else and that was what was on offer, I would do it, because I'd want to go to these events and I know what they're like. And maybe it's the monster talking, but I am so excited. It's just like, woo! But I'm going to leave you guys now to do it. You can enjoy it. I'm going to go and eat my Chinese. I'm going to celebrate the fact that my Lisbon boys done incredible tonight against top of the league. They managed not to have a big 22-man brawl, which is the main thing, because we behave ourselves. We conduct ourselves.
I got a question for you before you go, because it was a discussion we was having in the WhatsApp group earlier. Happy for me to go fire at you?
Yeah, man.
So, always happy. Obviously, I know you're bouncing at the moment, and a lot of that's probably down to the can of Monster you had. But obviously, back in the day when, you know, all of us started watching your podcast during COVID and things, it was always your ambition to do these live events, wasn't it? So yeah. I just wanted to know, how are you feeling at the current moment, knowing the ones you had before Christmas were a success? You've got this Willie Boland one coming up now in May. You've got that one in July. I know you've got a couple of other ones. I'm surprised you're not on Monster 24/7, to be fair.
It's a wicked question, mate, I got to say, because
don't cry on us, mind.
No, I'm a bit emotional, because like the last week or two has just been mental, because this one came together quite quick. And like, as people might know or they might know, I had one which was ready to go, and unfortunately the venue got taken over by someone else, and like it kind of fell through, which was really like a big blow. So that one's ready to go. We're just sort of trying to sort out a venue and stuff for later in the year. And then for this one to come around quick, it's been amazing, exciting, but I haven't had time to actually like take it in. And I think the three before Christmas was like a nice way to test it out and stuff like that. And I was very happy with the general, you know, everything with it, but I always wanted to take it around to different places. And I am emotional, because I know that I started a podcast for my mental health, just to try and get out of my own head, because my physical health was bad, and it's just become something different. It's become something bigger, and it's become like this community of people who are there for each other. Like the amount of times they see like you lot and like all the others, you know, checking on each other and talking to each other and that. And for me, that is much more important than whether I get, you know, 10,000 subscribers, you know, whatever, like, whatever milestone you want to say, the community which we've built is much more important to me. However, please subscribe and please come to all the events. But I honestly, like, I, when you asked that question, I did get a bit emotional, because I haven't had the chance to think about it. I'm super excited, mate. And I've been honest, like, I'm probably a bit proud that I've been able to build it from doing Skype on my phone in my living room to having a little studio in my house, somewhere like a base where I can record shows in person. I got TV level cameras and stuff to use. Like that's been built off me doing shit with the support of people like you too, with Reese. That's one of the boys that is from football.
Yes, Jack.
Just before you go then as well, something else that'll keep you...
Don't make me cry now, Matt. Yes.
Liverpool are 2-0 down. I think Man United are 2-1 down as well.
Yeah, well, we don't care about
them. Just
get to abuse Rodri tomorrow.
Right.
Right. I'm going to leave you to it. I appreciate you letting me come on your show to announce it. And you enjoy the rest of your show. The people will enjoy it. If you're a member of Ace Podcast Nation and you haven't got your tickets yet, get them. Because that's like my really important to me that the people who've followed and subscribed and supported it, especially the ones who financially supported it by becoming members, like I want you to get your tickets, whatever it may be, if it's 1, 2, whatever, I want you to get your tickets. However, once 11 o'clock tomorrow morning hits, it is a free for all. And the venue's got their own members, so they're not gonna be there for long. So all I can say is, if you're a member, get your tickets. And if you're not a member and you want to be guaranteed a ticket, patreon.com/AcePodcastNation, and you can get your ticket tonight instead of waiting. Thank you very much.
Twice of a pint of Carlin a month. That's all it takes. You know, melts. no, mate, we literally have the arms of Mary around you, mate. We're so proud of you. So thank you, mate, so much.
No.
You're not taking my superstar status off me yet, Robert.
Nah, I don't need that. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the kind comments as well, like people. But before I get emotional, because I haven't eaten anything, I've just drunk Monster and smoked. So I'm just like, right, I got to go and post it all on social media, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Well done, buddy.
Up that panther.
You little knob.
Apple flower.
That's
what did he try and come back in then?
Yeah, he's come back and said, "I'm a flower." He did.
he's a beauty, isn't he? Oh. No, fair play. I think I put a message in the group earlier saying to Reese, or I'm not sure if I messaged Reese directly, just to say, like, obviously it was his goal, wasn't it? Or, you know, it was something that he really wanted to do, was put these live shows together, and it's coming into fruition now, shall we say?
Yeah, in all fairness, Inge, but Angel is literally, no matter what, Si's literally going to get it in one way or another. So it's coming home now, boy. We got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, my friend, we'll do, if it's cool with you, we will do a little, I know Si does obviously his previews and things like that, so we won't step too much on his shows. We'll like do a little quick thing of that. I know you mentioned I'll do your shout for player of season.
Yeah, I just thought we could perhaps have a quick chat on who you think's up there. Obviously, I think they put a short list out on the Cardiff City website.
I haven't seen it, if I'm honest, mate. So I'll have to have a look at that. But I will do it only for you.
Man United are 3-2 down.
Were they playing?
Sheffield United. That's all.
Isn't it? I believe, isn't it a wonder? Like, Jesus Christ, similar United.
Anything can happen, but life is a roller coaster, isn't it?
It's never easy. Good help. Right, how are you finding out? I lost it out.
How am I finding what? NG for me.
Are you finding the shortlist, bud?
I think it's probably been taken down now because you had to vote last week. I think Seal was up there.
Did you find it too?
Lorna's got it, like. We're gonna have to explain now, aren't we? So I set Rob a challenge before the show started to see how many Boyzone songs he could drop just generally into conversations. So I think that's something we're gonna try and go with going forward. So Rob's gonna pick somebody for me next week, and you guys gotta try and guess the group or whatever. So well done, Lorna.
It's time. I can't stop now.
Put yourself together, man.
Right, come on, Professor Rob. This is the key to my life. Right. How do you see the short list then?
I can't remember who was on it altogether. Perry NG,
Joe Dash,
CO.
CO's mine.
Colwell. Yeah, I think NGB mentioned a couple of times in the comments there. I don't know if he's kind of gone off the boil a little bit the last few games for me. I don't know. Don't get me wrong, he's probably most consistent player we've had. I know CO had a bit of a dip, didn't he? I don't know if Caldwell's played enough games really to be in with a shout for it. So on that basis, I would probably go with NG again. So be a double win of mine, wouldn't he? Because he won it last year as well, I believe.
Well, the thing is,
very different.
Because didn't you say, so who's yours, did you say, Ames? Was there Phillips?
No, I'm going to go with NG.
Just because of the overall season.
Consistency, then. Really, from...
Yeah. See, the thing is, you mentioned about CEO, mate. I feel like he's dropped off. He's jumped out of the melting pot a little bit over the... We're done with that now. He's dropped off a little bit over the last couple weeks, good few games. I think he's not been. I know he's been injured for the last couple.
Quality against Southampton, I thought. Tracking back and covering Tanner playing left back.
He played against Southampton, did he?
Yeah, CO did.
Oh, see, that shows how shit my thing was then. I thought Romeo was playing.
Romeo. What CO I'm on about? NG didn't play against Southampton.
Oh, that's what I'm on about. I thought you said NG.
NG is mine, yeah.
Yeah, so I said I thought that NG had been poor for the last few games before he got injured.
Yeah, yeah.
Apologies, Ange. So that's why I was confused the shit on me. I thought that Romeo was playing right back. I think both of them have dipped off a little bit, haven't they? Not sure if it's fatigue or what, mate, but I think a couple of them have dipped off a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, Perry Henge is a captain and he's a leader. Like, I think if... Oh, this is a question for you then. Would you, Riles and Henge both for your next season, would you give Riles the captaincy still or would you go to Perry Henge?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know, because obviously you've got Rambo in the mix as well, depending on how he comes through pre-season and stuff like that now, with injury-wise and stuff.
Do we think he's going to be available next season, or do we think he's going to be...
Oh, Josh, you've got to go to bed, Bud.
Chilling.
Into bed. Sorry, Bud.
Sorry, fella. No drama.
I don't know, it was a tricky one, but I think perhaps they'll keep it as it is, perhaps depending again if the manager stays. I wouldn't be surprised if they keep it the same and rotate in roles, Ian. But the chances are potentially next year the two of them might not play much at all. I think we've had the conversation previously about Nat Phillips. I think Rolsey would probably understand if Bullitt said to him, look, we're going to take the captaincy off you. Because we've got the opportunity to sign Nat Phillips. Reece just made a good comment about Keep Ray as well. You know, could we tempt him back with a captaincy armband?
Oh, mate, sorry to jump on your comment, mate, but I can't remember who it was the last year they were playing against West Brom. I think it might have been Leicester. It was on Saturday, Sunday morning. I was watching the highlights in our van. And, mate, Kipri was class. He assisted one of West Brom's goals. He literally looked outstanding. He looked a very, very good player. So I'd be very surprised if West Brom don't offer him a new contract. Well, I suppose it's all well and good offering a new contract, where the lad accepts it. But he was doing the old, literally... coming out from the back, bringing it forward into midfield. I think he set up one of their... he put a couple of their players through a few times, he did.
Yeah, similar to the ball Trent Arnold put in just before half-time for one of the Liverpool strikers. just yeah. slotting it back
from stepping the back. Forward, like stepping yeah. into attack. Guys, also before I go get carried away, we do actually have another announcement for you guys later on before we finish up. So please stay on with us, or else I will come hand
stay till the end.
Well, smash your faces in. No. we got another announcement coming up for Saturday after the Cardiff Borough game, guys. We have a lovely, beautiful guest to announce, so stay tuned for us for that. Yeah, sorry, going back to this age. I still think CO edges it for me. I just think pound for pound, he's probably one of the best midfielders. Maybe it's obviously biased, but I think he'd be one of the best midfielders in the league this season. Like, I don't think he's ever been, Reese will probably tell me otherwise, but I don't think he's even been announced in their team of the week for the championship of season, I don't think. So I know Cardiff are obviously not towards the top end, you know, your top four of the table or whatever, like, but. I'm surprised that he's not been announced there, in fairness, because he's done some, in fairness, the amount of times he's saved our asses this season. I would have thought he'd be there. So, switching gears in slightly, away from football, one thing I do want to just talk about, Ange, sorry, is what happened in Manford today. In Swansea, I know this is a football and predominantly a Cardiff show. I know we have a few viewers from outside the Cardiff area and the South Wales area, but so I won't go and obviously go into it for many reasons. But obviously, anybody who's in our area and what have you, obviously wish you all the best, because obviously it would have been great what happened in our school today. And obviously speedy recovery from ourselves and Premier Bluebirds and sorry, the Bluebird Hours and whatever it's called and his podcast station. So I just wanted to
it just goes to show how easy it can happen, really.
Yeah, exactly, mate. It's do you know what I mean? I don't understand how some people work, and it's shit. I wish those all involved, we all do wish those all involved a speedy recovery, and our thoughts with you guys. So we'll do a little quick prediction for Saturday. That's cool of you.
Yeah, I'm going 2-1 Cardiff.
You'll give me goal scores as well.
Ashford and Colwell, Ruben.
Do you think Ashford start?
100%.
Do you think?
Yeah. I can't see him. But then again, Ruben's had good performances, hasn't he? And hasn't really, you know, he's dropped him at times where he's had good performances and hasn't been in the squad. But I'd be thinking that he'd be starting, I think. Be interesting to see where he goes at left back. I think Jamlu Collins only missed out last week because of illness. I don't know what you thought about Tanner last week, but, you know, he'd done some good things going forward and things, but, like, defensively wise, I think he was a bit caught out and, you know, he was rescued a couple of times by his teammate, shall I say, froze right at the right time there, Rob, necking a can of Carlin, who did end.
You froze on me. Was it Maiden that froze was in? Screw everything up.
Yeah, it froze for me, yeah. But
no, I thought Tanner was all right. Do you think that's a future position for him?
Nah.
No?
No.
Just because of his defensive capabilities, is it?
Yeah, I suppose it's a difficult position just to, you know, if you're not used to playing it, I know, I suppose it might not seem much difference of, you know, playing on the left wing to left back, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that if Collins is fit, mate, he's going to go back into the starting 11, isn't he? Forgive me, but is O'Dowd out for a season now?
I think so. And that just worries me as well going into next year. I think we're carrying a lot of players who are Darren Anderton's, then, shall we say. Pick up injuries quite a lot. So, yeah, that's another one for me. We got players. O'Dowd is probably on a decent wedge, isn't he? Ramsey's obviously on a decent wedge. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
And I think the reality is there's probably a reason why Bristol City got rid of him, isn't there, as well?
Yeah, no doubt. Don't get me wrong. When he came back into the side after having a layoff, I thought he was brilliant. Didn't look as if he's missed
a game. He's a quality footballer, mate. But I think there's a reason why he's not playing at a higher level, because when he can play, he's frigging awesome. Like, he's a very, very talented footballer.
He's only 28 as well.
I think he's...
He's only 28 as well, see? So that's young, isn't it, really? To be picking up the amount of injuries he's picking up.
He's going into his pomp now, though, isn't he? 28, you are, should be in your pomp now. This is when you should be playing to the best of your abilities. And if you are still getting knocks, which are serious knocks, let's be honest, they're not like a week off. You know, you're looking at months at a time as you're injured. It's a tricky one, mate. A firing fifth Callum O'Dowd, I think, could walk into any championship team in the league, personally. Yeah. Well, he's firing
fifth. Before I ask you your prediction, sorry, but I think it might be a bit of a time delay. Before I ask you your prediction for Saturday, then, I just want to pick up on that comment Rhys mentioned 5 minutes ago. Did you see about the new season tickets? New ones need photos now to stop you giving it to your friend when you can't make the game. Be even less fans next season. Club are killing the crowd. If I'm honest, I've had my season ticket this year, or if Josh can't come, I've taken one of my friends or something, and they don't even, no one's ever questioned it. So I don't know how much difference having a photo on there is going to make, really. I don't know, but just have to start making friends with people who look like you, otherwise. Just to pass your tickets on, like.
You look the same.
But,
that's shit, though, isn't it? Like, why should... No, that's shit, mate. That's shit. I just think that... Do you know what? Like, I know it's a big difference. It just reminds me of, like, the fact that, you know, you do car parking now, and you could got to put your bastard registration in.
So you can't pass it on to someone.
Yeah, parking a day, you come out of the parking space and you hand it over your ticket. You say, look, right, love, I got 2 hours left and I do all that. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, and that's what it stinks of. And I just think that it just.
Yeah, it's all to do with that's shit. It's all to do with money, isn't it?
Of course it is. And the problem is, the thing is, right, it's by no means a Cardiff thing that's brought that in. I'm sure it's probably, and it probably has been brought into other clubs for many years. I just think it's dog shit. It's absolutely dog shit. Like, if you can't go, share the love to somebody else who can instead of you. You get an ass on the seat, the ticket. It's already paid for. What's the fucking problem?
Yeah. And I do always look at it and think, well,
that's think that's shit.
You know, if I was to give it to you when you were a boy, for example, you were a boy. Hello.
You scare me.
I can, yeah.
Yeah. Go on, carry on, Ainge, but I think the signal's starting to dip off all the time now.
I was just saying, like, if I was to give my ticket to you and you a boy, chances are you a boy might think, oh, Dad, can I have a season ticket next year type of thing? Do you know what I mean? It's...
Exactly. Exactly, mate. I just think that's it's just shit. It is crap. Like, I don't agree with it. I don't know how strict they're obviously going to be with it. I'm guessing they will be quite strict. But it is what it is. I will do my prediction because I got a feeling I'm going to dip out anytime soon again. That's cool of you. I'm going to go with 3-1 Cardiff. I'm going to go Dimi, CEO, and Mate.
Nice.
We says, yeah, forced to increase their prices. Some lad said his ticket has gone from two. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a free season, I think. He said, party center of fans, lower league will be the future or non league. Well, yeah, on that note, guys, you can come see Flower Under Nines free of charge. You get to meet us as well. So, if you follow me and Angel on Facebook, then we provide our fixtures every weekend.
What's your thoughts on the FA scrapping the FA Cup replays?
Shit. It's for the few, not for the many again. That's literally what it is. It's for the few, not for the many. It's just helping out those rich mother fudgers who are in the European League and Champions League, Europa Conference League and UEFA fucking again. Oh, dipping out like a bitch now, aren't we?
Yeah, it is dipping in and out. Am I freezing your end? Because you were freezing my end.
Yeah, you're freezing my end too.
Right. Before you make your announcement then, right? Quizzes are back next Wednesday when we're on next Wednesday. Reese, you can choose the subject. Let me know what you would like, and we'll do a quiz on the subject you choose. So you've got a couple of minutes now before Rob makes his announcement, before we wrap up. So Reese, you need to pick a topic for next Wednesday's quiz.
Hurry up!
And over to you for the announcement.
Right. Guys, so we brought you Gavin Gordon, which was absolutely outstanding. Are you ready for the next guest? Should we do a guess? Nah, just fuck it. There's no point guessing, is there? They probably won't get it. So I will do a drop a little Easter egg. This guest used to play for Cardiff. He used to play for England in the 21s, I want to say. He celebrated a birthday last week. He is a beautiful young man, even though he has no hair currently. He is... Reese has got it. Laura's got it. Mr. Andy Campbell will be joining us on Saturday. I'm so buzzing to announce. We will be doing a review show at 6:30, I believe, on Saturday. Not Ronaldo. We're not quite there yet. No, we're doing a review show on Saturday, me and Ange, with Mr. Andy Campbell after the Cardiff Borough game. He's very kindly said he will come and join us and talk about the game. Talk about Cardiff, of course. Talk about Borough, if you want to talk about them as well. Answer any questions. And, yeah, I cannot wait, mate. We are going big time. It was lush having Gav on. Gav is class, like, you're such a gentleman.
Awesome. I'd like to get him back on. I think he'd be. Oh, I think he'd come back on as well, Gav, wouldn't he? I'm hoping so. Anyway,
yeah, I think so, mate. He's such a sound guy.
Gav, if you're watching this, hit us up, buddy.
I'll hit you up, Gav, in Venus. I'll message.
It's freezing again, Robert.
Oh, fuck, it's gone again, you piece of crap.
You're back again now. Let's wrap it up, then, Bert.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. No news, sorry, just yet, Lord of my love, on Percy. He is very busy at the moment, so I will keep you guys updated on that. I haven't forgotten about him. Don't you freaking worry about it. But yeah, obviously you've got a lot of stuff coming up this week. As Sai said, on the B Plus show tomorrow with Rodri Giggs, Simon is going to get the legendary Joe Ledley on to talk about. fuck off, Will. It's not me. It's Angel. Sai's getting Joe Ledley joining in tomorrow. With Rodri, so that'd be class. So make sure you tune in, enjoy. But yeah, after the game on Saturday, about 6, please come and join the Flower Hour for a special preview with the legend, the beautiful, the gorgeous Mr. Andy Campbell, and probably my new best friend. So, Boosh!
Scan your tickets for the Patreon members, get your tickets for the Joe Ledley. Also, there is still limited tickets left for Willie Boland. How there's still some left at £10, I don't know. But scan that. Guarantee your tickets before they go on sale at 11 o'clock tomorrow, because I'm not FaceTiming anybody who can't make it during the Ledley evening. Should be a good one. But thanks all.
Anything else?
Have a flower. Podcast Network.